I'm here today talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about our overview report, which looks at the results of the audits carried out in 2009. John, what are the main findings?
Well, in general, councils are improving how they work and there are good quality services that meet people's needs. But, and it's a big but, the budgets are very tight and are set to become much tighter over the coming years, at the very same time that demand for services is increasing. And so councils need to act now to take a fresh look at what they do and how they can get further value for money. They need to continue to think radically and consider how they plan services, looking at how they can become more efficient and make savings while still delivering quality services.
So what has improved since last year?
There is evidence that councils and services are improving. Now they are all working towards providing best value for local people by seeking to make continuous improvements in how they work and the services they deliver. There are areas where councils are providing good quality outcomes for people, such as targeting care services to meet needs, and they're working well with partners to deliver services. And we're also pleased to see some councils now giving serious attention to shared services. And all of them, all the councils, are focusing more on the outcomes of services to show how they are benefiting people. Now, there's no one model of shared services that we would advocate. It can be a local council combination, or it can be a local and central government combination. Our only concern is that it works by providing quality service at an efficient cost.
And what needs to improve?
There is much scope for improvement. Many of the recommendations we made in last year's overview report now needs more progress. Councils need to be able to weigh up options and scrutinise these options properly before coming to decisions. And for that to happen, performance management and performance reporting both need to get better, and there needs to be better information about costs. As well as that, councils need to look to the long term when they're budgeting and doing their planning of services. And there is also more that they can do to make better use of their existing resources, such as how they carry out functions like buying goods and services.
Now, we've all seen newspaper stories about service cuts and funding being tight. What do you have to say about council's financial situation?
Well, the projections made at the time of the last UK budget in April last year show real-term reductions in the Scottish budget of between 7% and 13%, and that's in the 4 years from 2009-10 to 2013-14, and that clearly will affect councils. So they are being hit by the recession on top of that. For example, some councils are getting less income from planning applications. Another example is that buildings and land that they want to sell won't be worth anything like as much as before prices dropped. And there have been increases in service costs, such as care home costs for children and young people. At the same time, there have been other effects of the recession on councils, and this has created an increased demand for services. So, there are services that people need more during recession, such as social services, homelessness, and welfare support services. And on top of all that, there are other demands that were already there before the recession, such as the need to provide services for an ageing population. As if that weren't enough, there are pressures from circumstances. For example, many roads will need extra attention after this winter's bad weather. Another one is the rise in fuel prices, because councils can't just switch off the heating to solve that problem. And so the overall picture is one of tight budgets and much tighter budgets to come. A key risk, and I can't overemphasise this, is that people might miss out on services they need, and that's why it's more important than ever to make sure that councils are being run as best as possible to provide best value.
So what can councils do to cope with all of this?
Well, it won't be enough to think just about the short term. We're clear that this is a crucial time for councils to take action so that they are then best placed to manage the enormous challenges ahead. They need to take a fresh look at what they're doing and how they're doing it and how they can get further value for money. And so we have several recommendations aimed at helping them to do this. They should be reviewing the services they provide, how they meet people's needs, and identifying the most efficient and effective ways of providing these services. But to do that, they need good quality information about both costs and performance, and also about what people need. And this will mean that officers and councillors, if they have that information to hand, they can weigh up the available options. They should also be looking to simplify services and common processes where they can, and that's both within and across councils, and also making better use of the resources. By resources, I mean finance, workforce, and assets such as buildings. And, of course, they need to pay extra attention to financial management at this time. It's vitally important that councils have regular and clear information on the financial position of the council so that they can scrutinise and challenge this properly and then take informed decisions, as well as, importantly, developing medium and long-term financial strategies.
In your findings, you said that councils need to think radically about services. What do you mean by this?
When we say that councils need to continue to think radically, we're suggesting they explore new ways of delivering vital public services and, where appropriate, to deliver these with other parts of the public sector. Now, there has been progress on sharing resources. For example, some services now share a building. There's a website where all council jobs are advertised. And another example is the Arbuthnot report for Central and West of Scotland. And this highlighted the discussions between these councils about sharing services. And this is all good progress. And councils do recognise the potential to be more efficient by working more closely together. And as they do, it's very important that they continue to progress this. Now, when considering services, a natural starting point might appear to be what there is there now and how it could be adapted. But it may be better, actually, to start by looking at what the community needs and the best ways of providing a service for this. If you like, starting with virtually a clean sheet of paper. So what we're trying to emphasise is that the financial outlook is really quite different from anything before, and that this means there has to be radical thinking.
What role does your audit work have to play here? How can it help?
We want to see all councillors paying close attention to our recommendations and to our report, and actively making use of it. We've identified a range of matters for councils to consider, and we have indeed added a list of suggested questions for councillors to ask within their councils. We hope these questions will help them identify how their council is dealing with these issues and where more action is needed. Now, in addition to this, each year we publish an audit for each council, and these audit reports are all on our website. And so we want to see councils making full use of these reports and to highlight issues, the risks and recommendations that are specific to them. On top of that, we continue to work on best value and on coordinating scrutiny activity, and we're working on a number of topic-based reports as well, and these look at particular services and issues for all councils. We report in public, and we help to highlight areas we believe need attention.
And finally, John, what happens next with this report?
What we hope will happen is that all councils will consider it carefully. It will also be used to brief MSPs in Parliament. Now, our findings and the report will be a useful reference point, and in due course we can look back at it and assess progress with our recommendations.
John, thanks very much.